You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Welcome back, Brad. We've been talking to formulator and author Brad King. He's just formulated a new product called Samaraw, specifically for children under 16 to get all those nutrients in them. There's a great probiotic and 24 different vitamins and minerals. And it's just the easiest way to get the best nutrients into children today. You mentioned a little bit about diabetes and children's diabetes and that it was up over 1,000% since 1982. Why?
Well, why? I mean, look at the amount of sugar that kids are eating nowadays. I mean, and you know, parents don't even count the liquid sugar, which is really contributes to the majority of the sugar that kids are eating. Never mind processed foods like cereals, because they contain way more sugar than the human body, you know, especially the small human body, is able to process in a very short period of time. But the average teenager drinks about 24 ounces of sugary soda every day. That's the equivalent of 20 teaspoons of excess sugar, and it's in the form of a type of sugar called high fructose corn syrup, which is even worse for the human body. Never mind the extra 300 calories they're getting. That's not even the majority of the problem. The problem is these kids do not have the metabolic ability to be able to get rid of that sugar. And because they can't get rid of the sugar, it fools the body. The body goes into overdrive, so to speak, and it's got to deal with all of that excess sugar, and that's where the hormone insulin comes in. That's its job. It says, you know, I don't want to create poison and havoc to the system. I've got to take this sugar, and I've got to get rid of it. I'm the gatekeeper. And when we call upon that hormone over and over and over again, we have a problem, because eventually where that hormone comes from, which is called the pancreas says, listen, I'm done. You call wolf or you play wolf too many times. We're not going to keep, you know, giving you what you keep asking for, which is this hormone. And the body becomes very resistant to it. And that's the beginning of type 2 diabetes. So, you know, if you go back to the 70s and the 80s, we used to call, childhood diabetes, juvenile diabetes. That was a term that was used to describe diabetes. We never heard type 2 diabetes. But today, you'd be hard-pressed to find a medical journal that still uses that term, because there are more and more kids that are experiencing that disorder, because there are more and more obese kids as well. So we're eating more sugar. The kids are becoming more obese. The body is becoming more and more resistant. And now here's the crazy thing. The kids are suffering from the same diseases as older people are. Cardiovascular diseases, amputations, blindness, nerve damage. These are happening at younger and younger ages. And there was actually, the problem is so prevalent that in 2008, the American Heart Association, they had a meeting and they actually found that the majority of overweight kids have what appears to be 35-year-old arteries. So these kids that are they're not even teens yet, so to speak, and they're showing the equivalent plaque of someone that would be in their late 30s, early 40s. I mean, it's devastating what's happening, and this is why experts are now predicting that this may be the last generation that has a shorter lifespan than their parents.
And this is really brought on by prefab food and not moving or exercising and playing.
100%. These are man-made diseases that we're creating, especially when we talk about diabetes. You know, we learned this from the Pima Indians. I mean, you can create a disease model with diabetes in any society whatsoever by giving them crappy food. It's as simple as that. You take away native diets and you give them food their body is not designed to eat. We're no different. We all become the same. Our systems close down. We get diabetes. We get fat. we prematurely age our body. We get the number one disease, which is cardiovascular disease. That can come in the form of whatever, high levels of the wrong kind of cholesterol, or our arteries are being packed with too much plaque, or heart attack or stroke. Or the problem is, these are all reversible disorders, and no parent in their right mind would ever knowingly harm their child. Mm-hmm. But every time you give a kid pop, or allow that kid to have sugary pop or sugary cereal, what do you think you're doing? You're causing destruction to their bodies, just as you would if you put it in your own body.
Brad, what's the best drink for a youth, a child? What should they be drinking?
Water.
You know, there you go.
The human body is 70% water. We're not 70% pop. You know, we're not right. 70% tea even. I know tea's great for you, but let's get real here, right? We're designed to take water and give the body water, and 70 to 75% of our energy comes from water in a process called hydrolysis, which means water broken. So why are we giving kids everything but water? I'll tell you right now, we're doing it because they're spoiled. But mm-hmm. they're spoiled because we allowed them to become spoiled. You know, it's no different than going down your grocery store aisles and hearing a kid scream, and next thing you see that kid with a lollipop in their mouth, you know?
Yeah.
For a parent, it must be pretty embarrassing if your kid is screaming and you just want to, please shut up, here you go, you know, have whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But isn't that the same as giving someone who's addicted to drugs, drugs? Here you go. Here, have some more drugs.
Well, sugar basically is a drug, isn't it?
It is a drug. 100% it's a drug. You know, I'm trying to be very nice here, but the point is, we're in control.
It's addictive.
We're the adults,
yeah.
Right? I don't know any parent that gives their kid, especially I'm talking about a young kid, gives their kid money and says, go out and stock my shelves and stock my refrigerator. They're responsible for doing it. So you have to understand, all of this is cumulative. It all adds up. It all creates damage. And yes, a little tiny bit of damage, you may not notice, but if that keeps chipping away at the body every single day, hour after hour, I don't care how young you are, eventually that's going to affect the body, and this is what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm. So with the Samaraw, which is certified organic foods made into 24 vitamins and minerals, you've also got a probiotic. Water is the amazing drink. What about essential fatty acids? Is that the only thing we're kind of missing here?
Well, yeah, essential fatty acids obviously are very important. You know, if I was to walk up to you and call you a fathead, I'd be complimenting you.
Thanks.
Because the dry weight of the human brain is over 60% fat. So, but we have to put the right fats in the body. And you know, once again, we've also become a fat-phobic society. So we don't want any fats. We just want to give carbohydrates. The body can't handle that many carbohydrates. But yes, you know, good fats coming from fish, coming from flaxseed, coming from hemp seed, coming from even things like egg yolks, you know, good saturated fats, as long as they're not overheated, are very, very good for the body. The brain has an enormous amount of that horrible substance nobody wants to talk about called cholesterol. Cholesterol is not bad. It's when we overheat cholesterol or change it, it becomes bad in the body. So, you know, I love that you talk about diet, because everything starts with diet. You know, I look at my product, Samaraw Organic Complete, as the most important thing besides a healthy diet that you can give to a kid or a teen. So it's there to supplement an otherwise healthy enough diet, but you're never going to get all the nutrients from your diet, even if you eat organic and you live on a mountaintop somewhere. You do still need nutrients to circumvent any deficiencies in the body, and this is where Samaraw Organic Complete comes in, because it's giving your body the nutrients, but in the most recognizable form possible, which means it's not going to cause any harm to the body, and if anything, it's actually going to aid the body. And this is why we have so many testimonials coming in, and the product's only been on the market for a little over 2 months now.
Is it energy giving enough that it should be a breakfast kind of thing, or earlier in the day?
You know, it can be given at any time, Kathy. I take my vitamins and minerals in the morning. I think anybody who's giving their kid a breakfast, whether that's in the form of a shake or maybe a homemade cereal type of breakfast, hopefully not cold processed cereal, yes, then give them Samara Organic Complete. Most kids don't even know it's there unless they want to, and the kids that like putting together their juice, they'll take a little scoop. It's only a 1 gram scoop. They'll put it into their favorite juice, orange, apple, mango, it doesn't matter. And a lot of kids actually call it super juice because they feel great from taking it.
That's fantastic. What a great combination. And so many certified organic vegetables. Did you find a manufacturer in Canada or did you have to go to the States for this?
No, listen, everything is made in Canada here. This is
Yahoo.
The beautiful thing about... Yeah, it's all a GMP facility, meaning good manufacturing practices recognized by both Health Canada and the FDA. But the amazing thing is we wanted everything to be Canadian. There's a lot of companies that are saying we have real food or organic, but they're not really Canadian, most of them. And stores are still getting behind them, whereas this is only from food. Once again, we don't add anything synthetic back. We don't take it from yeast, or we don't feed yeast other nutrients, nothing like that. It comes only from 25 organic, these are certified organic, non-GMO, real fruits, real vegetables. It's a hybrid freeze-drying process that we use, so there's no heat in it whatsoever. And then we're able to deliver 24 of these vitamins and minerals in the purest form possible, in their natural food form. And we also add this, once again, the most clinically researched probiotic on the planet. And you've got something here you can give kids, stand behind, be proud, and actually notice a difference in them.
Wonderful. It's a great product. I've seen it and tasted it, and it's well packaged and easy to use. And that's the Samara Organic Complete, 25 certified organic vegetables.
People can easily just go to the website to get more information. It's just samura.ca, and that's SAMURAW.ca. And they can also visit us on Facebook.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being on the radio today, Brad, and for bringing out a product that's really going to help our youth.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.